The Night of Destiny is an extremely important night for Muslims. It is the night in which our code of guidance, the Holy Quran, was revealed from the Lord of the Universe to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, in the holy month of Ramadan. This documentary will try and answer questions regarding this night and why it is revered as the most important night in the Islamic calendar. Ibn Abbas is quoted saying, "The Holy Quran was revealed as a whole from the safeguarded scroll from the heavens to the lower earth on Laylatul Qadr. Then Gabriel, peace be upon him, used to reveal it unto Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, gradually. It is well known that the Holy Quran was revealed to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, in installments during a period of 23 years. The first chapter revealed to him at the Cave of Hira and the last verse of the glorious Book of Allah revealed on his last pilgrimage to Mecca. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, is quoted in Allama Hassan al-Amini's work, Miftah al-Jannat, saying, "Allah has favoured Friday over all other days, the month of Ramadan over all other months, and the Night of Destiny over all other nights. But why is the Night of Destiny favoured by Allah? What is the significance of Laylatul Qadr?"
Laylatul Qadr, the Night of Qadr, what is being translated sometimes as the Night of Destiny, is the greatest night of the whole year. That's why you read in Quran, "Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr." The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months, means more than 83 years. Why? It is a night in which تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها. The angels come down to the earth. والروح, روح is greater than the angels. All of them come down to pay respect and say salam till the time of Fajr dawn. Laylatul Qadr is the night in which every good deed's reward is multiplied many, many times. The night in which the sins are being forgiven for those who sincerely seek forgiveness and sincerely repent from their sins. A night in which the wishes are being granted to those who sincerely seek from Allah, knowing that Allah is the Creator and every good is in His hands.
In the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Qadr, it says, "The night of decree is better than 1,000 months." Why is the night of decree better than 1,000 months? Why not better than 10 or 100,000?
In the name of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, the night of destiny, or more accurately translated, the night of predetermination, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a huge emphasis on this holy and blessed night, in order to draw our attention to the importance of this night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, "Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr." The night of power, the night of destiny, is more blessed than 1,000 months. which is equivalent to about 82 years. So it is indeed a decisive night, a night in which we experience a turning point in our lives. We have a narration from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, in which the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, raises a concern to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, "O God, previous nations had longer lives. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam lived amongst his people for 950 years. He lived for some 1500 years, according to some narrations. The Prophet said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, previous nations had more time to worship you, O God. If you live 1,000 years, imagine worshiping the Almighty God for 1,000 years. Imagine the reward that you will reap on the Day of Judgment for all these good deeds throughout these 1,000 years. The Prophet complained to Allah. He said, "Oh God, our life is much shorter. My nation, my ummah, lives about 60, 70 years. So compensate us, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give us something to compensate for the short life that we have." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted the Holy Prophet and the Muslim ummah with the night of power. Allah told him, "Ya Rasulullah, I give you the night of power, which is equivalent to 82 years, so that you compensate for your short life. If you worship me on that night, it is as if you have worshipped me for 82 years. It is indeed such a decisive night, such an important night, that in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is more important than 1,000 months throughout the year."
Allama Majlisi quotes in his Bihar al-Anwar, quoting Imam Abu Abdullah al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, saying, "During Laylatul Qadr, the angels, the spirit, and the trusted scribes all descend to the lower heavens and write down whatever Allah decrees that year. And if Allah wishes to advance something or postpone it or add thereto, He orders the angel to erase it and replace it with whatever He decrees."
Night of Qadr is the night which every believer in Allah and the Prophet and Quran and Ahlul Bayt should just dedicate himself from the beginning of the night till the end of it, just for the sincere worship and dua, supplication, and seeking forgiveness, and repeating, reciting Surah Inna Anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr, which has got great significance among the Quranic chapters, Quranic surahs. Inna Anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr is the great surah, which is the surah of Ahlul Bayt, as Surah Al-Tawheed is the surah of Allah, which speaks about Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. In spite of being mentioning the night of Qadr, but it has got the great importance of those best servants of Allah, on whom all the angels, along with the ruh, are descending down just to pay respect and say salam. So reciting Inna Anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr has got a great reward. In fact, we have got in the hadith, anyone who recites Inna Anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr in his salah, he will get forgiveness of his sins. Anyone who recites it loudly, he will get the thawab of doing jihad in the way of Allah. And anyone who recites it silently will get the reward of the person who is injured in the way of Allah. It is highly recommended to recite Inna Anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr in our salah, whether it is wajib salah or recommended. And also it is highly recommended to recite it after Salat al-Asr 10 times and after Salat al-Isha 7 times. And during the day of Jum'ah, Friday, it is highly recommended to recite Inna Anzalna Fi Al-Qadr 100 times after Asr till Maghrib. And during the night of Qadr itself, every mu'min is being encouraged to recite Inna Anzalnahu Fi Laylatil Qadr 1,000 times. Just keep on repeating it because it has got great meanings. And you will get, by reciting Inna Anzalnahu Fi Laylatil Qadr, the great benefits and blessings of this greatest night of Al-Qadr.
God tells us that in Laylatul Qadr, the ruh and the angels descend down to this earth, bringing the affairs of the universe. Min kulli amr. Every matter, every affair is brought down by the angels. The first question that arises here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singled out the ruh when he mentioned the angels. If the ruh is also an angel, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly mention the ruh? Allah could have included the ruh as part of the angels. Our scholars have differing views as to what the word ruh is referring to over here. And the narrations themselves are not that clear as to who exactly is the ruh. The word ruh in Arabic literally means soul. Over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to a significant being that comes down to the earth in Laylatul Qadr. Some narrations indicate that the ruh is Angel Jibra'il. Angel Gabriel or Jibra'il is probably the most important of God's angels. It is Jibra'il who carries the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the prophets. It is he who delivered the Holy Quran to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be referring to Jibra'il by using the word ar-ruh. Allah is giving importance to this night. That even Jibra'il, the greatest angel of God, is descending down to this earth. Other narrations may indicate that a ruh is another type of angel. Unfortunately, according to the narrations that have reached us so far, we do not have much information and details as to who this angel is. But whoever this angel may be, whether it's Jibra'il or another angel, it is the most important angel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And this important angel also descends with the angels down to this earth. So these angels come down to the earth. Do they physically come? Or is this a metaphor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is employing here? According to the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, the angels physically come down to this earth. Although we cannot visibly see the angels with our eyes, we believe that the angels are physical beings. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's not a physical being. But yes, their physical makeup is different than our physical makeup. You know, just like sound waves and light waves. They exist around us. We don't necessarily see them with our eyes. But they exist in our world. The angels are created from light, as the narrations tell us. So they are a physical entity. A light physical entity which cannot be seen by our eyes. There's a veil between us and them. So they physically crowd the earth. In fact, the hadith says millions and millions of these angels come such that the earth becomes too small to contain all of them. What do these angels do on this night? Did they come once or do they come every year? The Holy Quran is very meticulous with the usage of its words. The Holy Quran says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَ. In other words, تَتَنَزَّلُ in Arabic. The word تَتَنَزَّلُ is a verb in Arabic that signifies continuity. If Allah would have said, تنزلت الملائكة or نزلت الملائكة, a verb which indicates an event happened in the past, then it would mean that they came once during the Prophet's time and that was the end of it. But the Holy Quran says on Laylatul Qadr, these angels continuously come year after year. Meaning that even after the life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, the angels till this very day continue descending down to this earth in Laylatul Qadr.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. These two verses in Surah Qadr explain the importance and significance of this night. If you look at the two words used here, تنزل الملائكة والروح. First of all, this one verse, Allama Tabatabai was asked, is there a proof on the existence of 12th Imam alayhi salam in the Holy Quran? He said, yes, many, many verses in the Holy Quran support the existence of the 12th Imam. He said, can you give us one? He said, the biggest proof is this one verse, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن الله. تنزل الملائكة والروح. He says, it does not say تنزل الملائكة. It is not ماضي. It is not the past tense that the angels and ruh came down in this one night, once. No, it is present continuous. تنزل الملائكة, تتنزل الملائكة. Meaning that the angels and ruh still come down every Laylatul Qadr, all the angels and ruh come down in this night. And what do they do? تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. They bring down every affair. يسألونك عن القول الروح من أمر ربي ويسألونك عن الروح. And they ask you about the ruh, say it is an affair of my Lord. So, قول الروح من أمر ربي. Even ruh itself is one of the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is the amr, the food, the drink, everything. And the angels bring down all the affairs to the Imam. That's why he's called Ulil Amr, because every Amr comes to him, every order, every command. Many scholars have argued, many philosophers have argued, and mystics, that from Laylatul Qadr is truly a Laylatul Qadr for the Imam alayhi salam, not for us. It is only an ibadat for us. Because he starts from the first night to the 23rd night, or whichever one it may be, 19th or 21st or 23rd, and he prepares himself to take all the new orders for the whole of the year. And everything comes down to him. All the angels come at his service because they're all his servants. And they explain to him, Allah has sent us with these orders. This is your command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's directly connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that form, that connection is formed in Laylatul Qadr, where the orders are given, who will die, what will happen, what is the Imam's responsibility during that time.
Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam used to advise his companions. He told them, حَاجُّهُمْ بِلَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. When you speak to other schools of thought who do not accept us as imams, talk to them about Laylatul Qadr. And ask them after the Prophet, these angels descend upon whom? Whom do they descend upon? Shouldn't there be representatives appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet himself who represent him and who receive those angels on Laylatul Qadr? The Imam says, Laylatul Qadr proves to us that it is impossible for the Prophet, peace be upon him, to leave without appointing someone. Someone who has been divinely appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we know that the angels, according to narrations from the Prophet, peace be upon him, they come down to this earth to do what? They come and greet the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the time of the Prophet, all these angels used to come, they used to salute the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and they would descend with the book of our records, the records of our deeds, they would present them to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Everything is predetermined on Laylatul Qadr. So to kind of figure out what's going on, to draw a rough picture of what's going on, imagine each angel bringing down a book of records of one human being. All these books were presented to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Once the Prophet, peace be upon him, would examine all these books through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the knowledge given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet had the final say. The Prophet would look at my book and he would see that so-and-so is willed for me. Who is the one who signs it and approves the final copy of it? It was the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. According to the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَقُلْ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. O people, offer your deeds, for Allah witnesses your actions, the Prophet witnesses all of your actions, and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, according to the tafsir of this verse. The Prophet is well aware of the details of my actions, and he is like the judge who gives the final order. This is an honorable status given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on Laylatul Qadr, if someone during the time of the Prophet turns his heart to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and he pleads to the Holy Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah to give me another chance. Ask Allah to give me another chance. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. The Prophet, peace be upon him, could change aspects of what has been predetermined for me. If the Prophet deems appropriate, if an unfortunate event has been predetermined for me, the Prophet can erase that. This was the job of the Prophet during his time when he would receive those books. He would change aspects of them, he would approve some, he would disapprove some of them. And he was endowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, the angels would descend on the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. And in our modern times, on Laylatul Qadr, all these angels, including the Ruh, this significant angel, they descend down upon Al-Imam Al-Mahdi Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif in order to offer him the books, the records, and he is the one who has the final say. So in Laylatul Qadr, we are instructed to turn towards Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, peace be upon him. The more you plead with Imam Al-Mahdi, the greater you have a chance of having the Imam approve good events for you in the future. The more you have a chance of having the Imam asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive your sins, to delete and erase some of the unfortunate events that should have happened to you. So really, on Laylatul Qadr, it's like you standing in front of a judge and you're pleading. Oh Imam Al-Mahdi, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase his blessings on me. The more we do that on Laylatul Qadr, the more the Imam alayhi salam will plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a good set of predetermined events.
Many people have argued that there are four levels of ruh, which is a common ruh. There's a ruh which is, you know, like nafs itself, nafs-e ammara, nafs-e lawwama, nafs-e mutmainna in the Holy Quran. Likewise, the ruh itself has been argued by many different scholars that it has many different levels. Anbiya alayhi salam have ruh-e quds. And then, you know, the 14 infallibles, because they are at Ismat-e Kubra, they are the highest level of infallibility, the Holy Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So they have ruh-e amr. So there are these arguments that the scholars have argued that this is what ruh is, that comes down to the Amal alayhi salam because of the infallibility. They are on a different level. We can't perceive and understand and truly comprehend what they really are. This tradition by the Holy Prophet that, Ya Ali, no one understands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except for I and you. And no one understands me except for Allah and you. And no one understands you except for Allah and I. So this is what he's saying, that no one truly understands them or comprehends them because the status of the I'ma is so high, which we will continue in the hereafter, in the heavens, because there is still takamul, evolution, a spiritual evolution, an intellectual evolution in the heavens. Otherwise, it will be so boring to do nothing and enjoy. You will be still be understanding. Your understanding of Allah will improve, and the Holy Prophet and the Imam alayhi salam will continue to improve.
This name was used for Laylatul Qadr because Allah Almighty determines in it for everyone all that will happen in the entire following year. The Qadr in this sense means destiny. According to Abu Hassan al-Qumi's tafsir, as explained on page 432 of its second volume, such destiny includes life and death, sustenance, abundance of crops or famine, and everything good or bad. This means that Allah, the Glorified and Exalted, determines in this night each and every event to occur during the next year to any and all of His creation. The Almighty says, "Therein every wise affair is made distinct," in chapter 44, verse 4. This means that on this night, the Exalted One decrees everything that will happen in the next year.
Destiny has got different types. We have got destiny which is unchanged. Unchanged destiny. For example, you are born from father who is from a certain country. That is a destiny which is unchanged, will not change. For example, the color of our skin, the color of our eyes, things in our body which is being created with us, that is destiny which does not change. But we have got destiny which can change. For example, our health, our rizq, sustenance, our knowledge, our success in life, our family life, whether it will be very happy or less happy. These are some examples of things which can be changed. By what? By dua. Because dua changes things to better. The hadith says that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَدْفَعُ الْبَلَاءَ بِأَيْسَرَ الدُّعَاءَ. By smallest dua, Allah removes away calamities from us. By giving charity, the calamities will be removed away from us. By being good to our parents, relatives, and our family members, that will change our situation. As the hadith says, that being good to your parents and family members, your lifespan will be prolonged and your rizq, sustenance, income will be also much more. So during the night of Qadr, the changeable things can change by dua. If your income was little bit, it can be much more. If your health was poor, it can be much better. Many things can be changed in this life and also for hereafter. So we mean by destiny during the month of Ramadan in Laylatul Qadr, the things which Allah provides when He accepts our dua and our good deed. By this way, we will be getting lot of benefits. And those who neglect dua and don't care to seek from Allah, they will not get that benefits that available, in fact, to those who seek sincerely and ask Allah for. This is the meaning of the destiny. We also have that the destiny itself in the changeable area, not the unchangeable area, destiny itself will be written during the night of Qadr. Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. During that night, it will be written, to be ordained, to be destined. So that makes the believer more sincere in worshipping Allah and seeking from Allah the best of this life and hereafter during that night, because Allah will be granting His gifts to those who seek and ask for. Of course, Allah's gifts are for everyone, That is His general mercy, which we call it Al-Rahmaniyya. The Rahman means the mercy, the merciful on everyone. But there is a special gift for the sincere servants who seek. That is Rahimiyya. The difference between Rahman and Rahim is this, that Rahman, whose mercy is on everyone, and Rahim, who gifts special mercy to the sincere servants who seek from him.
But the Holy Quran also says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ, no trouble comes to you, إِلَّا مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, for example, except for that you do it yourself, or because of your own sins, or because of your own doings. So there are indications in many, it's a whole topic on Jabr al-Ikhtiyar that people have written complete books on this. And if I want to actually go into it, elaborate a little bit more, it will be prolonging and taking us out of the topic. But the destiny is given, and the rules about certain things which are predestined are given, that this person, you know, has done these things, and this is what will happen to him, consequences. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does know if we will do certain things or not. And He does know the final decision. That if we, you know, for example, He knew that Yazid will kill Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Not that He compelled Yazid to kill Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So it is not compulsion. Knowing is one thing and compelling someone is another. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew, not that He forced him. Could He change it? Is there divine intervention? We do believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can intervene, but He's created this system that He does not intervene into. Sometimes He may, but generally He does not. In this night, there are certain surahs to be recited, which are mustahab, three surahs, you know, Surah Dukhan, Surah Rum, Surah An-Kabut. And one of those surahs is an ayat, Dhahar, and all of them are about destination, predestiny, the doings of human beings, and all of them contain about piety and about the ghaib, the unseen, because it is about Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. One of the surahs has a verse, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. All the corruption that you see on the surface of the earth and in the oceans is the doing of mankind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not intervene into our doings and say that, okay, I'll stop you from doing it. He says not only just on earth, but even in the oceans. It is we, you know, the human beings who do everything. We corrupt everything. No crocodiles, no lions, no wolves, no animals. It is our corruption. We do some things to cause everything.
One of the major events that happen in Laylatul Qadr is described by a verse in the Holy Quran. فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. In Laylatul Qadr, all the affairs of the universe, every matter, will be predetermined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will decide what will happen in the following year in Laylatul Qadr. So if tonight is Laylatul Qadr, on such a night, all the events that would take place till the next year, till the following Laylatul Qadr, will be decided now. فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Every matter, every decision will be made on this night. So imagine my life for the upcoming year will be decided here in Laylatul Qadr. It is indeed such an important night. All the good events that will happen will be decided tonight. All the unfortunate events that will happen will be decided tonight. Every aspect of my life will be decided tonight.
It is often a point of debate among Muslim scholars as to when exactly the night of destiny occurs. Some scholars say that this night is hidden. However, there is strong evidence that the night occurs during the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, specifically on odd-numbered nights. But why is it not known to us so that we may take advantage of it with our prayers and supplications?
If the night of power, if Laylatul Qadr, is such an important and decisive night, why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala essentially hidden it from us? There are three possible nights or four possible nights that the narrations indicate might be Laylatul Qadr. If it's such an important night, shouldn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it well known to us? That, let's say it's the night of the 23rd, and there is no ambiguity around that. This is a very valid question that arises when we speak about Laylatul Qadr. There are a number of possible reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have hidden Laylatul Qadr from us. And there is great wisdom behind it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially the last 10, 11 nights of the month of Ramadan, has opened a special window for all the believers. The Prophet, peace be upon him, during these last nights, was not seen to be sleeping at night because he would feel the importance of those nights. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decided and made it clear to us which night is Laylatul Qadr, then people would have abandoned the other nights. People would have said, I know exactly which night is the night that determines my destiny, and so I will focus all of my energy on that night and I will forget the other nights. This is a problem, because if this becomes our mindset, then we will miss out on the special types of mercies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting us on other nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to focus on Laylatul Qadr, but Allah also at the same time wants us to take advantage of all these nights, from the night of the 19th all the way till the night of Eid. Because these nights, in those nights, the gates of paradise are open to us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden Laylatul Qadr in one of these nights, so that in that entire week, we purify our hearts and dedicate ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, which one is more effective? For you to be busy with your life and just come and focus one night, or for you to be in the mindset of worship and ibadah for an entire week? Which one is more healthy for you? If you're busy throughout the month and only one night you decide to come and supplicate, you will not find that energy. You still are not in that mode to be truly worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking for the right things. Because it takes some time for you to adopt the ibadah mode, let's call it, the worship mode. It is not that efficient for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask us to sit one night and supplicate. We will not interact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that night. So Allah prepares us for that entire week. If I think of my destiny for an entire week, I am more likely to ask for the right things. I will be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have a greater chance of purifying my heart. So this may be one possible reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden Laylatul Qadr from us. So we give more attention to that entire week, thereby further opening our hearts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking for the right things.
According to the book titled Al-Iqbal, which cites Kanz al-Yawaqit by Abul Fadl ibn Muhammad al-Harwi, the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family has said, whoever remains awake during Laylatul Qadr and spends it in adoration will have his penalty postponed till the next year.
We don't know which night is the night of Qadr precisely, because the Imam alayhi salam and the Holy Prophet did not clearly tell us. When the people asked the Imam alayhi salam, do you know which one is Laylatul Qadr? They said, of course, because Malaika and angel come to us, you know, during that night. And he said, then why do you not tell us which one it truly is, so we can only just stay awake in one night? So they said, no, we want you to get the reward for all three nights and not miss out on any of them. In fact, there are many traditions to say that you should stay awake in all of the odd nights in the last 10 days. And our Sunni brother says it is the 27th night. But our Imam alayhi salam have clearly said it is one of the three, 19th, 21st or 23rd.
So now that we know, we have come to know the significance of Laylatul Qadr, what should we do on that night? What are the recommended actions and deeds that we have to come forth with so that we guarantee ourselves a prosperous year the following year, a good predetermination from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Should we just spend the night just to kill some time and grab a prayer bead in our hands and waste time just to say that we've worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are there some very important deeds that we have to turn our attention to on that night? Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, during those days, the days of 19, 21, and 23rd of Ramadan, she would encourage and help her children, Al-Imam al-Hasan, Al-Imam al-Husayn, peace be upon them, Sayyidah Zainab, peace be upon her, to sleep during the day so they can find the energy to stay the entire night awake. The first suggestion I offer to the believing brothers and sisters is that save your energy for this night. Do not exhaust yourself throughout the day so that at night you just want it to finish. You're just waiting second by second for dawn so that the Laylatul Qadr is over with. Save your energy for that night. There is a number of significantly important actions that we can offer on this night. First of all, the recitation of Dua Jawshan al-Kabir. This dua contains 1,000 names of God, 1,000 descriptions and attributes of Allah. It is this dua that was revealed to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, during one of his battles. And through this dua, the Prophet achieved victory. It is a powerful dua. This dua teaches me who my Lord is. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are the characteristics of God? This amazing dua allows me to explore dimensions of God that I had not thought of before. This will allow me to gain closeness to Allah. When you want to ask someone for something, shouldn't you know that person very well? The more intimate and the more familiar you come with that person, the easier for you to ask for something. The more comfortable you will feel with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So start by reciting Dua Jawshan al-Kabir so you can begin to feel comfortable with asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another significant action that we can do on Laylatul Qadr is to recite Surah Al-Qadr 1,000 times. This is quite difficult, but if we cannot achieve the 1,000 mark, a tenth of it, 100, 200 is still good, because it will remind us of the importance of that night. A third action that is highly recommended is to remember Al-Imam Al-Mahdi by reciting Dua Al-Faraj. Allahumma kulli waliyika al-hujjat ibn al-Hasan, in which you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the Imam for us. This diverts our attention to the Imam who will be approving our actions on that night. This is extremely recommended. There are three holy chapters in the Quran that are highly recommended for us to recite. Surah Al-Ankabut, chapter of the spider, Surah Ar-Rum, chapter of the Romans, and Surah Ad-Dukhan, the chapter of the smoke. It is highly recommended for us to recite these three surahs on these nights. In addition to these important a'mal, there are a number of other a'mal, such as praying 100 units, rak'ahs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are five highly important things we need to ask for to guarantee ourselves a prosperous future. The first thing you ask for on Laylatul Qadr is to go to Hajj. Whether you've been to Hajj or not, this is one of the most important things you can ask for. That's why every dua in the month of Ramadan mentions the Hajj. وَرْزُقْنِي حَجَّ بَيْتِكَ الْحَرَامِ فِي عَامِ هَذَا وَفِي كُلِّ عَامِ. Oh Allah, grant me the success to go to Hajj in this year and in every year. The Hajj is an amazing ritual that changes our outlook on life and brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing that we need to ask for is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a long life in afiyah, in health and bliss. وَأَن تُطِيلَ فِي عُمْرِي فِي خَيْرٍ وَعَافِيَ. Oh Allah, give me a long life. But what type of life do I want? Ask Allah to give you a life of bliss, a life of health, a life of prosperity. The third thing that we ask for on Laylatul Qadr وأن توسع في رزقي. Oh Allah, increase my sustenance. Remind yourself on Laylatul Qadr that the ultimate sustenance and the wealth that we get from this life is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we offer the efforts. The more effort you give and offer, the greater your wealth will be. But it ultimately comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we focus to this on this point in Laylatul Qadr, Allah guarantees us a better financial year for us. Less financial pressure. The ultimate sustenance comes from Allah. We need to believe in that. Many people still believe that the sustenance they earn, the money they make, depends only on their efforts. On that night, open your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him for a greater sustenance.
According to many scholars, the night of Qadr is one of the hidden secrets of Allah. But yet we also believe in many other hidden secrets, including the occultation of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance.
Laylatul Qadr itself is an important night for a'mal, and the best amal in that night is to learn something new, at least from Ahlul Bayt. And the best amal is to recite the Holy Quran, if you want to physically do something. And the best way of performing reciting Quran is in the prayers, in Salat. So the Imam al-Islam say, if you want to do anything better than anything else itself is fasting. Better than fasting is Sadaqah, better than Sadaqah is Quran, better than Quran is to recite Quran in the Namaz, in Salat. So there are all of these ahadith. So Laylatul Qadr is a night for a'mal, not to do anything haram. Don't do anything haram, don't backbite, don't do anything haram. Your eyes, ears and everything should refrain from, you know, tongue should refrain from haram. Secondly, 100 rakat is mustahab during that night. Imam Ali al-Islam used to do 1,000 rakats every night. But Laylatul Qadr, we only have to do 100 rakats, which will be multiplied by so many numbers. So Imam Ali al-Islam have emphasized that during Laylatul Qadr, everyone should try and do a'mal, do something, stay awake. Just to stay awake, your breath will be regarded as tasbih.
A number of narrations from Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, draw a parallel between Laylatul Qadr and Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. You find the Imams, peace be upon them, frequently mentioning Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam when they would address the topic of Laylatul Qadr. There is a strong similarity, connection between the two. There are a number of ways in which we can come to realize the connection between the Night of Power and between Fatima, the daughter of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Laylatul Qadr is a hidden treasure amongst us. We know it's a significant night, but it's hidden from us. Similarly, there are aspects of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam which are hidden from us. For example, the grave of Fatima al-Zahra is hidden from us. The true value of Fatima is hidden from us. Just as the true value of Laylatul Qadr is not known by us. It's only known by Allah, the Prophet and the Imams, peace be upon them. One hadith from the Imam alayhi salam tells us that سُمِّيَتْ فَاطِمَ لِأَنَّ الْخَلْقَ فُطِمُوا عَنْ مَعْرِفَتِهَا. All the creation, the reason why Fatima al-Zahra was given this name by God is because all of humanity is blocked from knowing her true value. They have no way to the true worth of Fatima al-Zahra. Similarly, we do not have access to the true value of Laylatul Qadr. Only those in such a high position as the Imams, peace be upon them, can truly appreciate the value of Laylatul Qadr. This is one way of trying to understand the special connection between Laylatul Qadr and between Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. Another way in which we can address the connection between the two is by examining what happened on Laylatul Qadr. A major event that occurred on Laylatul Qadr was the revelation of the Holy Quran. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Although the Qur'an was revealed throughout a period of 23 years, on Laylatul Qadr, the entire Qur'an, the Qur'an in its entirety, was revealed to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. So the container, the venue for the Qur'an is this one night. Now you have two types of Qur'an. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam says, the book of God, this book, the Qur'an, is the silent Qur'an. And I am the vocal Qur'an. The Prophet and the Imams, peace be upon him, peace be upon them, were the practicing Qur'ans. If you would like to see a living copy of the Qur'an, you would look at the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. You would look at Ali ibn Abi Talib. أنا القرآن الناطق. I am the vocal living Qur'an. So the venue for the Qur'an, the book, was Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr contained the book of God. It was revealed on that night. Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam is the container of the vocal Qur'an, which are the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Because the line of Imama, the succession, continues through her. She is the mother of the Imams, peace be upon them. So just as Laylatul Qadr embraced the Holy Qur'an, and was the perfect venue and place for the Holy Qur'an to be revealed in, Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the mother and the cradle for the Imams, peace be upon them. Laylatul Qadr is a night. A night, as opposed to a day, is inherent. The day is apparent. The sunlight makes the day apparent. Night is the exact opposite of the day. Therefore, it's inherent. It represents something inner, something deeper. The Imams of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, represent the outer apparent form of wilaya, the outer form of succession and imama. Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam also plays a significant role in imama, in the succession to the Holy Prophet. But she represents the inherent imama, the inherent wilaya. The Imam alayhi salam, Imam al-Askari, peace be upon him, says that we are the proofs of God for all of the creation. And our mother Fatima is our proof. She has been placed as a proof, as a hujjah upon us, the Imams.
The Almighty has said to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, peace it is till the break of the dawn. That is, Laylatul Qadr is a night of peace and tranquility against all evils, tribulations, and the mischief of the devils. No evil can take place during it, nor can a demon practice his evil designs. It is peace for the devotees who are greeted whenever they are met by the angels. The angels greet them and greet you, O Muhammad, and so does my spirit, since the moment they descend from the heavens until the time of daybreak.